The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Are your adult children driving you mad? Well, Isolde White, management consultant, psychotherapist and author of The Mindfulness Workout, is here to talk about this because you have a letter on this subject, Isolde.
I do indeed. So this lady is writing in, "Dear Isolde, my children are driving me mad, but of course I should not refer to them as children. They are adults, 27, 24 and 21. All three of them live at home with us, and of course their significant or not so significant others that are in their lives stay over too. They are constantly chastising us. Why are you eating meat? Stop using tea bags. Why have you not found a way to recycle that? You should staycation. Think of the carbon footprint of your holiday. We are not staycationing because we want to get as far away from them as possible. I'm being possessed by my dearly departed mother. She keeps bursting out of my mouth. Do you think we offer room service here? It's not a hotel, you know. But in all seriousness, I'm genuinely afraid that when they finally move out, we will not want to see them at all. We were supposed to be winding down and launching ourselves on active retirement. Instead, we get no space and they're still in our books. They make nominal contributions to the household and they seem to think that means they get to dictate the rules of the house. How do I get them to move out and how will our relationship survive?" Well, I think there's a lot of parents out there in this situation.
I mean, you can understand why kids don't move out as readily as before because it's expensive to rent and they're maybe trying to save to do something significant. So the best way to save is to live off your mother and father for the next 5 years.
That is absolutely the case. And I think that's also why, you know, I think it's a mixture of that and also parents on one level, part of them's happy to have their children still in their lives. But on another level, it's not a lot of fun when you have a bunch of adults living now, in the house because it becomes a numbers game.
The reason kids used to move out of house and home when rents were affordable, shall we say, and when house prices were within reach was they wanted to have a private life, a sex life. Now the parents accommodate that in their own rooms.
Probably even providing them with double beds, you know, as opposed to creaky old bunk beds that were probably left in our bedrooms.
So the incentive, the reason to leave, you know, with a modern liberal parent, the reason to leave is no more.
Yeah, well, I've become very conservative on that front in my house. But yeah, absolutely. But I think the real problem is it drifts into this situation. And what actually needs to happen is a real reset of the boundaries. And I think young people have not looked at the overall finances involved in a house. They kind of go, "Oh, my friend's paying such and such in rent," but they don't count up house insurance, house maintenance, all the utility bills, like how costly
they see it as marginal costing. In other words, you have to pay for that anyway. You know, you have to insure the house. You have to pay for the heat and you have to pay for the light. So I'm just here kind of enjoying what you already have to pay for.
They do, but they do add quite a lot onto your bills. So I think you have to have a really serious, just a hard reset with them and sort of sit them down and have a, you know, try and have an adult-to-adult discussion. One of the things that happens in families and happens actually in all of our lives is we tend to adopt one of three roles, adult, parent or child. And this is very much in the child-parent sort of role basis where if you can get both sides, who everybody is adult, to move into the adult role, that will really help. So when you hear that, this is a hotel, that's you in parent role. Whereas you sitting down and really talking adult to adult to your kids, that's you in adult role.
I mean, you could say, well, someday all of this will be yours, so why not invest in it now?
Yeah, I think that's a good line. Yeah, we need the roof redone.
Yeah, like there are various jobs that need to be done, so why not, bearing in mind that whether you get this house or whether you share in the proceeds on our demise.
I think that's an excellent idea. I hadn't even thought of that one. I love that idea. Yeah, and that's a real way of explaining to them sort of the financial implications. But then the other thing is I think you have to make yourselves a priority and stop being the parent. So you need to sort of practice putting yourselves first without giving any explanation. So we're planning a cosy night in this Saturday with dinner and a bottle of wine and a movie. Now, they're all still your kids, so they're going to go, ooh. Mm-hmm. And then you just say to them, you need to make yourself scarce. Don't give them any more explanation. If you start explaining in this situation, you're losing. Just keep making times where they have to clear out for you, where mm-hmm. they're not, it's not okay for them. You know, because I bet you these parents, you know, try and have a nice night together when they know all of the kids are going to be out. And then I spend a bit of time fully coming to terms with any part of you that wants to hold on to them and any loss you might be avoiding by doing that.
Because you hear about people and the empty nest syndrome and how depressed they are rattling around in the house and, you know, the sounds that used to annoy them terribly, loud music or whatever, they wish they were back.
Exactly. So I think we're in a bit of an ambivalent state as parents of adult children living at home, and we really need to attend to all of our feelings around that. So I think that's a key part of it. But setting the boundaries, it's all about boundaries and shifting the role back to adult. Because probably when they started staying first, you kind of thought it was 1 or 2 years. You didn't expect them to be still there at 27.
Yeah. They've got their own lives and they want to lead their own lives. And yet they are constrained by their parents' boundaries. Because parents, whether the kids like it or not, if the kids are living at home, we'll always worry, you know, when will the key turn in the lock? Whereas if they're living in a flat in town or in a different country, they don't think about them at all.
And also, the kids will still take on childlike roles within the family, you know, when they're at home, when they would behave better if they were sharing with roommates. Mm.
There's a great moment in the play Da by the late Hugh Leonard, where he's been sending remittances back to his father. Every month he sends him back a chunk of money because he's doing well in London or whatever. And when he gets back to clear up after his father's death, he realizes that his father's kept all the money for him. All the money that he's sent. But in a sense, that is what goes on. Any generosity that the kids show towards their parents, in effect, will be reflected back. I mean, they're not going to put it on the 245 at Kempton Park.
No. Though I wonder when these kids are parents, will they? I said, coming out in my parenting role.
Yeah. So the thing is to try and have adult conversations with people that you don't believe are adults.
Well, yeah, you see, and that also involves you seeing them as adults and sort of expecting adult behaviour from them as well. And like really explaining to them that it is a bit of a numbers game in a house. If you have three adult children plus their partners in the house, it makes the house a very tiny place, you know? I mean, our houses were not intended to
hold
that
money. And the fridge very empty.
And the fridge very empty.
All right. Isolde White, management consultant, psychotherapist, and author of The Mindfulness Workout. Thank you very much.